Let's face it, juggling work, kids, and trying to keep the home front from looking like a scene from a survival movie can be downright exhausting. And just when you thought you could catch a break, there's the never ever looming question, what's for dinner? If you've ever found yourself standing in front of your fridge at 6 in the evening, silently screaming, I don't even know where to start with meal planning. Honey, you're in the right place. Today, we're diving deep into how you can incorporate meal planning into your bustling schedule without losing your mind. Do you dread meal planning because it seems like so much work? Do you find yourself ordering takeout at 5 p.m. again and again because you just don't know how to answer the ever-dreaded question, Mom, what's for dinner? Or perhaps you're wishing you had a simple, step-by-step system to whip up quick, healthy meals for your family so you can actually spend quality time with them instead of slaving away in the kitchen. Welcome to the Meal Planning for Busy Moms podcast. I'm Blaga Gerson, your host and fellow mama of four who's obsessed with creating systems to solve the what's for dinner dilemma without chaos. For many years, I was doing it all wrong, making those frantic last-minute dinner decisions, relying way too much on takeout, and making far too many mad dashes to the grocery store, which left me feeling drained and overwhelmed. But then I realized I needed a simple, effective plan that would seamlessly fit into our hectic lives, a plan that I could stick to no matter what life threw at us. So in this podcast, I'll be sharing the exact weekly meal plans, tips, tricks, and strategies to meal plan in just 15 minutes a week with no stress, pressure, or overwhelm, my friend. So hold off on ordering that pizza, mama, pop in those earbuds, and let's dive in. Hey, hey, my friend. Welcome back to another episode of the Meal Planning for Busy Moms podcast. This is episode number 43, and I'm going to call it, Where Do I Start with Meal Planning and How Do I Gain Confidence in the Kitchen? And I'll be sharing 10 tips to kickstart your meal planning adventure, even if your schedule is more packed than a Tupperware drawer. Poor Tupperware, I've been picking on them. Okay, hope you're all doing so good. I'm fabulous. Just returned from an amazing, well-deserved trip to Mexico. So I'm relaxed, rejuvenated, and ready to show up even more for you and get your meal planning game on. Yay! But before we dive in, do you want to come hang out with other busy moms who are on a mission to answer the Hey Mom, what's for dinner question without stress or overwhelm and make quick, healthy, and delicious meals your family will love? Inside the free Meal Planning for Busy Moms Facebook group, you'll get weekly meal plans, tips, tricks, and strategies to meal plan in 15 minutes a week. You'll even be able to connect, share some of our funny kitchen stories, and get support inside the community. I'd love for you to come and join us. You can join at bit.ly/mealplanningforbusymoms FB group, and this will also be in the show notes for you. Okay, do you have your coffee, mama? Let's do this. Let me tell you a personal story that really brings home the beauty of meal planning. A few months ago, amidst the hustle and bustle of growing Meal Planning for Busy Moms podcast, I found myself utterly swamped between recording podcasts, managing social media, and attending networking events, and not to mention being there for my family as a parent solo majority of the time. I was stretched too thin. One particularly hectic week, I realized I had overlooked one crucial detail, feeding my family. Coming home late from a meeting, I found my kitchen in disarray, my pantry seemingly barren, and my family's hungry eyes looking up at me. There was my breaking point. I knew something had to change. It was just then that I truly embraced the principles of meal planning again. I had to restart and regroup. I started simply creating lists and experimenting with theme days, and my family adored the predictability and the fun of theme meals. Soon, batch cooking on weekends became our bonding activity, and my children loved being my little sous chefs and were cherished the time that we spent together in the kitchen. But perhaps the most vivid memory I have is this first time I used my freezer like a treasure chest. Actually, I use my freezer all the time. I just had forgotten about it, really, to be honest. I was just caught up in the craziness of life, storing meals for those inevitable busy nights. It was a particularly tiresome day with back-to-back recordings for the podcast. Knowing I had nothing planned for dinner, I remember feeling that familiar sense of defeat as I drove home, only to be met with the delightful remembrance of a freezer filled with meals. The night we enjoyed a delicious homemade lasagna that required nothing more than reheating. It was a simple meal, but to me, it tasted like victory. Through these experiences, I've learned that meal planning is more than just organizing what to eat. It's about creating breathing room in our lives, right? About reclaiming time that otherwise would be lost in the daily scramble. It's about infusing love into every dish, prepared ahead of time, but savored in the moment. So to all you beautiful mamas feeling overwhelmed, don't worry, I got you. Let's help you dissolve the overwhelm and give you 10 tips to meal planning, mastery, and simplicity. And believe me when I say that if I could turn my chaos into culinary harmony, so can you. Start small, embrace this process, and watch as meal planning transforms not your kitchen, but your life. Okay, so let's start with 5 mindset shifts for meal planning mastery. Number 1, embrace imperfection. First things first, my friend. Let's get real. Your meal plans don't need to be Pinterest perfect. Release the pressure. Embrace the beauty of imperfection. It's okay if your Tuesday night dinner is a simple spaghetti dish instead of a gourmet 3-course meal. Remember, it's about feeding your family and not winning a Michelin star. Number 2, plan to be flexible. Adopt a plan to be flexible mindset. Life happens. Meetings run late, kids have unexpected activities, and sometimes you just don't fancy what's planned. A flexible plan that swaps Tuesday's meal with Thursday's is a plan that survives the hustle of life. Number 3, batch cooking is your bestie. You've heard me say this over and over again. Change your perspective on cooking. Instead of seeing it as a daily chore, consider batch cooking your superhero. Cooking larger quantities less often can free up so much of your weeknight. So make an extra batch of chicken in the slow cooker, or a batch of rice or quinoa, right? And embrace the freezer. It's your new best friend. Trust me, I have 3 of them. I know, a little bit excessive, but it totally keeps me in line. Okay, number 4, involve your tribe. Meal planning and prep don't have to be a solo mission. Excuse me. Change your mindset from I have to do it all to how can we make this fun as a family. Get your partner and kids involved in the process. This not only eases the load of you, but also turns mealtime into family bonding time. And trust me, the little ones like to help, right? They like to feel like they're included. And celebrate the wins. This is my last one. Instead of focusing on the days when things didn't go as planned, celebrate every little victory. It makes a difference. Made a meal plan for the week? Celebrate. Cooked a big batch of lasagna and froze half? Celebrate. That deserves a happy dance, my friend. Acknowledging these wins keeps your spirits high and motivation even higher. Okay, so now I want to help you streamline your meal planning this week with 5 more tips. Number 1, theme nights. Again, this is something you've heard me talk about all the time, and it makes it easier. And you can swap out all your themes, right? You can get super creative. Simplifying your meal planning with theme nights. Taco Tuesday, One Pot Wednesday, or Leftover Thursday themes make deciding what to cook a breeze and something fun for the family to look forward to. Number 2, the Mighty 10 plan. Dedicate just 10 minutes each week to meal planning. You can create a simple meal plan while sipping on your morning coffee or waiting in the car line at school. A little time goes a long way, and if you tune in every Sunday, I give you a weekly meal plan to give you even more inspiration and ideas on what to cook. So be sure to tune in to my Sunday episodes. Okay, number 3, go-to recipe arsenal. Create a collection of 15 to 20 go-to recipes that are simple, nutritious, and loved by your family. You can rotate through these to avoid overwhelm or finding new recipes each week. Feel free to try one new recipe weekly to spice things up. And this is always fun, right? It might become a new favorite. Or it might be a total dud and you know never to make that one again. And smart grocery list, right? Once your meals are planned, create a categorized grocery list. I like to do it kind of like meat, produce, bakery, dairy, frozen, pantry, you know, like the aisles. Kind of, I write out my list how I would shop for it in the grocery store, right? Once your meals are planned, okay, so, and you can use app, right? Or even just a simple sticky note or the note in your phone. And so that way you have everything that you need and you're not making multiple trips to the grocery store because you forgot a crucial ingredient like spaghetti. And then lastly, prep smart. Smarter, not harder. Identify what can be prepped in advance. Chopping vegetables, marinating proteins, or making sauces on the weekend can turn what seems like an hour-long cooking ordeal into a breezy 20 minutes on a weekday. And you know what? Ziplocs, bags, or containers are your best friend, right? You can cut up the chicken and you can marinate it or whatever protein you're using and just throw it in a bag. And then you just kind of dump and go as you're ready to cook for the week. So there you have it, my beautiful mama. 10 simple yet game-changing tips to kickstart your meal planning journey. Remember, incorporating meal planning into your busy schedule doesn't mean you need to be rigid or perfect. It's about finding what works for you and your family, adding flexibility and fun to the mix, and embracing the wins along the way. You only prepped and planned for one meal? Again, celebrate, start small, be kind to yourself, and watch as your kitchen transforms into a place of serenity and joy. Well, most days, anyways. That's our goal, right? And before we wrap up, I'd love to hear from you. What are your go-to meal planning tips? Or maybe have you have a meal planning disaster story that will give us all a good chuckle? Head over to our Meal Planning for Busy Moms Facebook group. You can join at bit.ly/Meal Planning for Busy Moms FB group and share your stories, tips, and questions. Let's keep the conversation going, my friend, and build a community where every mom feels empowered and supported in her meal planning journey. We got you. So thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm so grateful for you. I absolutely love spending this time with you, sharing tips, tricks, and a sprinkle of love to make your life just a tad easier. And I'll be waiting for you in my next episode. Hope you have a blessed and beautiful week. Bye for now. Hey, beautiful mama. Hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with another busy mama who may want to answer the hey mom, what's for dinner dilemma without stress, takeout, or mad dashes to the grocery store? Also, if you want to receive my weekly meal plans that will help you meal plan in 15 minutes per week and ultimately spend less time in the kitchen and more time with your family, check out the show notes on how to become a meal planning insider. I'm so grateful for you all, and I'm so glad you're here, and it fills my heart knowing this podcast is helping you. Okay, my friend, time to get my meal planning game on. No more ordering pizza for this mama, and I'll meet you back here for another episode. I drop them Wednesdays and Sundays. Stay tuned and have a blessed and beautiful week. Bye for now.